Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 3rd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Aigues Marseille University, AMU, and Inflectus Bioscience expand therapeutic promise of IFB-088 to axonal forms of Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. Inflectus Bioscience and Aigues Marseille University have expanded the therapeutic promise of IFB-088 to axonal forms of Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. IFB-088 has shown efficacy in an animal model of CMT2A, a prevalent form of the disease. This milestone marks the first time IFB-088 has demonstrated efficacy in human CMT2A iPS cell-derived motor neurons bearing specific mutations. Patient advocacy groups are supporting the development of IFB-088 for rare subtypes of CMT. Inflectus is now seeking a pharmaceutical partner or investor to finance upcoming clinical trials. This research was supported by NeuroSchool at AMU, promoting industry-academic collaboration. IFB-088, a brain-penetrant small molecule, targets protein misfolding and oxidative stress, showing promise in treating neurodegenerative diseases with high unmet medical need. Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., NYS American, KEA, to present at H.C. Wainwright Global Investment Conference. Kairos Pharma Ltd., CEO and Chairman Qianjun Yu, MD, will present at the H.C. Wainwright Global Investment Conference on September 8 to 10, 2025 in New York. The company, based in Los Angeles, focuses on innovative cancer therapeutics. Kairos Pharma's lead candidate, ENV-105, targets CD105 to reverse drug resistance in cancer treatments. EN-105 is in phase 2 for prostate cancer and phase 1 for lung cancer. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. 69 schools awarded wellness grants to support healthier communities nationwide. The American Heart Association has awarded wellness grants to 69 schools across the country to support healthier learning environments. These grants provide resources for schools to meet their health and wellness needs, from physical education equipment to counseling services. Lee Shapiro, volunteer chair of the board, emphasized the importance of supporting students, staff, and communities based on their unique needs. All schools participating in the Kids Heart Challenge or American Heart Challenge are eligible for these grants, which are awarded multiple times each school year. The grants aim to promote healthy living and reach over 10 million students annually, teaching them about nutrition, stress management, and life-saving skills like hands-only CPR.
New research finds 62% of AFib patients were unaware of the condition before diagnosis. New research reveals that 62% of AFib patients were unaware of the condition before diagnosis. AFib, a condition that increases stroke risk by up to 5 times, often goes unrecognized. The American Heart Association's consumer patient research, conducted by the Olinger Group, found that most people with AFib had no prior knowledge of the condition. AFib Awareness Month aims to raise awareness about the importance of early identification and treatment. Recognizing symptoms like irregular heartbeat, along with risk factors such as high blood pressure and family history, is crucial. With the right care plan, individuals can effectively manage AFib and reduce their risk of stroke and other complications. Support and resources are available through the American Heart Association's online community, MyAFib Experience. Learn more at heart.org's AFib.
GeoVax to present at the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference. GeoVax Labs, Inc. will be presenting at the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference in New York City. Chairman and CEO David Dodd will discuss updates on the GeoMVA, GeoCM04S1, and Gedeptin programs. The webcast of the presentation will cover recent progress and upcoming milestones, including GEO-MVA receiving favorable scientific advice from the EMA, GEO-CM04S1 being evaluated in Phase 2 clinical trials for COVID-19, and Gedeptin upcoming Phase 2 trial for solid tumors. GeoVax's MVA platform and U.S.-based manufacturing aim to address vaccine supply diversification, pandemic readiness, and biosecurity. Institutional investors can schedule meetings with GeoVax leadership through their H.C. Wainwright representative.
Sigyn Therapeutics announces cardiovascular disease study. Sigyn Therapeutics, Inc. announces plans to commence a multi-site clinical feasibility study of Sigyn Therapy in high-risk cardiovascular disease subjects. Sigyn Therapy is a whole-blood adsorption technology designed to reduce inflammatory molecules and cholesterol-transporting lipoproteins that contribute to major adverse cardiovascular events. The study aims to quantify lipoprotein reduction and set the stage for potential market clearance. Published studies have shown significant reductions in major adverse cardiovascular events with similar treatments. Sigyn Therapy could provide a broad-spectrum strategy to extend the lives of end-stage renal disease patients by addressing multiple core drivers of cardiovascular disease.
State roundup, more Trump impossible fight over MD National Guard, more admin falls short on climate goals, health officials worry that federal messaging could spur COVID rise. Governor Wes Moore asserts authority over Maryland's National Guard in response to President Donald Trump's threats. The Moore administration falls short on climate goals, facing criticism for backtracking on progressive policies. Health officials fear mixed federal messaging could lead to a rise in COVID cases. Moore takes a leadership role in resisting Trump's administration, advocating for states to lead where Washington fails. Baltimore sees a drop in homicides as Trump continues to attack the city. Former Governor Martin O'Malley criticizes DOGE over alleged pirating of Social Security data. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accuses CBS of editing her remarks about a Maryland resident's criminal background. The Maryland Women's Heritage Center is closing due to lack of funding and volunteers. A Maryland firearms dealer is found liable for intensifying Baltimore's gun violence crisis and ordered to pay $62 million in damages.
Most wanted home health care answers. Consumers with home care needs are seeking information on affordability and benefits under Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance plans. The Visiting Nurse Association of Northern NJ offers a range of home-based care services, including skilled nursing visits, therapy, elder care, and hospice. President Faith Scott emphasizes the organization's role as a safety net, helping individuals confirm eligibility and navigate the application process. VNANJ administers grant programs providing free or reduced-cost help with non-medical tasks for seniors and caregivers. With a growing demand for home care, studies show that home care interventions are cost-effective and as effective as hospital care. The VNA, established in 1898, is a trusted nonprofit provider serving residents across six counties.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.